Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
They Think It's All Over. It's Not Yet, by Henry Jackson. For much of my Liverpool supporting life, I've been accused of being needlessly pessimistic. I often expect us to lose every big game we play, even though Jurgen Klopp has a superb record against rivals, and prior to his appointment, I would write us off at every given opportunity. This may have been a defence mechanism, in order to soften the blow when defeats inevitably came along, but there was still a part of me that was naturally negative about the Reds. In recent times, however, I seem to have come full circle, and now grief is coming my way because I'm deluded and incapable of criticising the team. You can't win. Everywhere I look, Liverpool's title challenge is well and truly over, and the season that promised so much is dead in the water. I just don't see it. January was undoubtedly a hideous month, one of the worst Liverpool have experienced, quite frankly, but it's still far too early to be writing the team off. The two cup exits were disappointing, but for me personally, they're not defeats that will live remotely long in the memory, and it allows the Reds to focus solely on the Premier League. Since Christmas, the fixtures have come along at a relentless rate, while key men have been either injured or unavailable. That's exposed Liverpool's squad depth and damaged confidence badly, but that will change in the coming weeks and months. All of a sudden, Klopp's men are back to having one game a week, and as the early months of the season showed, fresh legs, time in the training ground, make this Liverpool side very formidable. Add to that the return to full fitness and availability of Philippe Coutinho, Sadio Mane, Jordan Henderson, Joel Matip, and there is reason to be cheerful. Of course, Chelsea's 10-point lead is a big one, but they're not as unstoppable as their points tally would suggest. They haven't quite looked as imperious so far in 2017, and a few injuries, a couple of iffy results, could make them nervy. Have we ever wanted Arsenal to win a game so much? Leads of this size have been cancelled out plenty of times in the past, and if Liverpool can be in touch come the start of April, they can win the league. Who was giving them a chance at this point in 2013-2014, when they were 8 points behind leaders Arsenal? The Reds' final 8 games of the season are all extremely winnable, with their toughest match in that run either West Brom or Stoke away. Many of their opponents are unlikely to have anything to play for, so summer holidays could already be in the back of their minds. And Liverpool are a team capable of stringing 8 wins together. And not for one second am I saying that Liverpool will lift the title in May, but their chances are not as bleak as the vast majority are claiming. More belief needs to be shown. Away from title talk, a top four finish should not be sniffed at, should the Reds fall short in their quest for glory. It's so easy to forget that Manny had Liverpool penciled in for a 6th place finish back in August, with the two Manchester clubs looking ominous, and Chelsea, Arsenal and Tottenham also tipped to finish above the Merseysiders. Winning the league has become such an addiction to all of us that we can't think rationally. It's bordering on unhealthy. Of course, we would all do unthinkable things to end that long wait, but finishing 4th has to be considered a good season. Liverpool will finish somewhere among the top 4 positions. I have absolutely no doubt about it. And trust me, this is coming from someone who doesn't like tipping them to do well. Manchester United are still unconvincing. Their unbeaten run was one of the easiest in history. Arsenal have more points than they have merit. Spurs have Europa League football to contend with, as do United. And Manchester City are inconsistent. It will be a fascinating battle to get into the Champions League places, but unless Liverpool suffer horrible luck with injuries, have no fear. I'm well aware that the trip to Hull on Saturday has potential banana skin written all over it, but Tuesday's draw with Chelsea has left reason for optimism. The performance was much improved, in particular the speed of the play and invention in the final third, and seeing Mane back in the pitch is such a huge plus. Liverpool have 15 league games left this season and no other competition to focus on. 15 cup finals. We all know how capable this team is of blitzing opponents. And if they can pick up some momentum and Chelsea drop the odd point here and there, who knows what might happen. Be 6 points behind them in April at the most and see how their nerves hold up from that point on. January gave understandable reason to have a bit of a moan and a meltdown. But under Klopp, this is an outfit that will respond to adversity. The manager and the players deserve some of the vitriol that came their way, but they are too good not to bounce back. Keep the faith. Enjoy the remaining 3 months or so of the season. The mighty Reds will hit those heights of September and October sooner rather than later. And our rivals know that deep down. It's absolutely stunning to see the change in fan opinion that's occurred in the wake of the Chelsea performance. Henry's piece here is delightfully optimistic and upbeat. He is far more certain of the success and willing to put his neck in the line than I would be, and I admire him for that. The 15 cup finals thing worries me because, you know, we start against Hull at the weekend and there are no pushovers at the moment, as we've seen. They've upset poor old Auntie Jose there very recently. And we could find ourselves with an immediate setback if we don't do well there. But I can't help but buy into a little bit of this overwhelmingly positive attitude from Henry here. There is the opportunity to have not just a rousing end to the season, which sees us well placed by the end of it, and, you know, maybe even close to the top, who knows. But it's not just that. It is this thing that we need to get a hold of ourselves and remember this man who we've entrusted the building of the club to is in situ, you know, in the greater scheme of things, a wet week. We've got to give him time to build and have a little bit of patience. And if he can get us into Champions League football, when you look at you know, Gabriel Jesus now at City, and the potential is always there for United to go on a run of referee-led results. And, I mean, it is in itself a massive achievement to get into that top four if we manage it. It's by no means something I take for granted. But, you know, it's about building, and it's about finishing this season in the kind of mindset which makes you think, you know, we could really have a go at this again next season with the correct additions. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.